You're welcome back. The US president has again warned that tariffs on imported pharmaceuticals are on the way, and he has again singled out Ireland as one of the countries in his line of fire. Donald Trump's comments came as he announced the largest escalation yet in his international trade war, a 25% tariff on imports of cars and car parts. Almost half of all vehicles sold in the United States are imported, and the move is likely to lead to a rise in car prices there. It has, however, been welcomed by the United Auto Workers Union, who said that Mr. Trump was stepping up to end the free trade disaster that had devastated working class communities. The countries most likely to be affected are Mexico, Canada, South Korea, Japan and Germany. But there will also be an impact on the car industries in a number of other EU countries, including Italy, Hungary and Poland. Japan's Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba said they will look for an exemption.
We have to think about appropriate measures following this announcement. Naturally, we'll consider all options. Japan has made investment and created jobs in the United States, paying the highest salaries to workers there. We're the number one country in US investment. In that sense, we have to question if it's okay that all countries are treated the same way.
The issue of US tariffs and their potential impact on the Irish economy was raised during leaders' questions in the Dáil this lunchtime by Cian O'Callaghan of the Social Democrats.
If the EU retaliation brings into the trade war industries and sectors which are important to Ireland and which are not already targeted by Trump, this is going to have a detrimental impact. So I'm asking you, Minister, are you confident that the EU will take this sufficiently into account in terms of deciding how to retaliate? This is important for the country. And how will the industries most impacted by this trade war be supported?
In response, the Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Donoghue, said the government had three priorities in this area.
The government laid out last week our analysis of what the impact of this could be in our economy. And in many occasions, both within the Dáil and elsewhere, we've outlined three priorities. Our first priority is how we engage with the United States of America, which we acknowledge, and you in honesty do too, the difficulty of that kind of engagement. Secondly, what we have made very clear is the engagement that is now underway from Ireland to our partners within the European Union, and what an appropriate response could be. And thirdly, what the government has been doing for many years and will continue to do is look at the measures that can be put in place to strengthen our budget and to strengthen our jobs and our enterprise economy.
Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue speaking in Leinster House a short time ago. We can talk now to Olaf Gill, who's the EU spokesman on economic security and trade. Good afternoon and thanks for joining us. Will we start with what was announced last night? If these tariffs on cars and car parts, if they do come into effect next week, what will be the impact on EU industry?
Good afternoon and thanks for having me on. I'm not going to be prescriptive at this point about what the overall impact on the EU economy might be, for the simple reason that we're at the point where we expect even further announcements from the US next week on so-called reciprocal tariffs. And we will have to take the impact, the overall impact of any such measures into account in our economic analysis, which will then guide how we respond.
So there will be reciprocal measures from the EU at some point?
Well, as we've said many times, our priority in this saga is to avoid tariffs and counter-tariffs. We very much want to prioritise negotiated solutions that lead to win-win outcomes for both sides. As Tánaiste Harris said, talks rather than tariffs. That's very much the approach. But we have to be very clear that in the absence of a fair and balanced negotiated solution with our American counterparts, we will be ready to take firm, proportionate, robust, timely action to defend EU industry and consumers.
And are you likely to make any announcement in that regard before the middle of next week, or will you be holding out until the full slate of US taxes is clear?
It's very much the latter. We need to be absolutely certain about what is threats and what is, you know, actually going to be implemented in terms of American tariffs. Then and only then can we make a detailed economic analysis of what the impact will be across the EU, and then based on that, and of course in close consultations with all EU member states, including Ireland, we will take the necessary decisions to come forward with the best response.
As you mention Ireland, are you expecting that next week's announcement that it will focus on the pharmaceutical industry?
Look, it's very difficult to be accurate about these types of predictions. There's often a difference between what President Trump threatens and what President Trump delivers. So we have to operate on the basis of what actually is hard policy, what actually is implemented. Certainly he has spoken about the pharmaceutical sector, but he's spoken about many other things as well. So we have to wait to see what comes out, and then we will base our response according to that.
You say that you're seeking a negotiated solution. At the moment, though, are there any signs that the Trump administration is willing to negotiate?
The European Trade Commissioner, Mara Šefčovič, just returned yesterday from the US, where he had meetings with his American counterparts. This was a really useful opportunity to spell out the European position on these issues, and also to, you know, continue building the relationships and building the trust that we hope will be in place when eventual hard negotiations start. We have made very clear on numerous occasions that we believe that these types of tariffs are in no one's interest, that they are harmful to the EU and also causing harm in the US and indeed to the wider global economy. The EU-US trade and investment relationship is worth 1.5 trillion euros annually. It's by any stretch the most valuable and important such economic relationship in the world. We should be working together to build it up and strengthen it, not tear it down.
One of the arguments put forward, though, by the US is that as things stand, the EU imposes higher tariffs on vehicle imports from the United States.
Well, the American position on this is somewhat misleading, because it's true that we have higher tariffs on passenger vehicles than the Americans do, but they have higher tariffs on certain types of trucks, which is the biggest market segment in the EU. When you take all these things into account, the levels are you know, near enough to identical. So it's not accurate to say that there's some sort of great discrepancy here. And indeed, the overall EU-US trade and economic relationship is very balanced with complementary strengths.
Just on the time frame here, are you expecting that it will be next Wednesday when a fuller slate of tariffs is announced?
That is our understanding. But as I mentioned, things aren't always as they seem in the current geopolitical reality, but we are certainly working towards that expectation. And so the more or less the sequence will be, should the Americans go ahead with this next suite of tariffs, we would allow ourselves certainly a little bit of time to make a detailed assessment, to consult with our member states, including Ireland, and then to come forward with a targeted, calibrated response.
So there won't be an immediate response next Wednesday or Thursday?
I can't say exactly what will happen next Thursday or Wednesday, because I don't know what's going to happen before then.
All right, Olaf Gill, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on the News at One. Well, around the world, car stocks have been tumbling today. The head of Germany's Car Industry Association said the tariffs were a fatal signal for global trade. Joining us now from Berlin is Washington Post reporter Kate Brady. Kate, thanks for talking to us. Can you give us a sense of the importance of the car industry to Germany?
Absolutely. I mean, I think for a lot of people, not only in the US, but further afield as well, when you think of, you know, the German industry, a lot of people will immediately think of cars, and about 400,000 German cars are exported from outside the US into the US, so German cars every year. And one of the biggest groups, you know, is, you know, Volkswagen Group. They stand to lose potentially the most from these tariffs. They're also responsible for, you know, brands like like Audi, Porsche, and of course VW itself. And already this morning, as you mentioned, shares in the Volkswagen Group, a group already dropped 5.1% in pre-market trade this morning. And you know, this isn't just the only problem that the German car industry is dealing with now. And this is really at the center of the problem here. Is this is just the latest blow after what has really been a bad few years for the car industry and the German economy as a whole. And that's due to a number of issues. We've seen flagging exports from Germany to China, for example. We've had higher energy prices, especially since the energy crisis, prompted, of course, by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And then on top of that, there's also been cuts to e-cars, which has been, you know, part of the big transformation, part of the big shift in the German auto industry. And so these tariffs are going to be yet another blow to this industry.
Given all of that, what's the reaction been to this announcement?
I think it's clear from the message from the economy minister. He said that this was bad news for German car makers, bad news for the German economy, for the EU, but also for the US as well. But the general response from politicians kind of across the spectrum really has been that there needs to be a decisive response, a joint response from the EU. Also, you know, demands for that the EU should not step back in terms of dealing with the US. And there's been calls very much for a kind of two-pronged approach, as it were, like we saw during Donald Trump's first term in office as well, with the reaction back then from the EU to those tariffs, where we saw the threat of counter tariffs that were actually implemented, but at the same time an offer on the table to negotiate. At the same time, there has been, you know, some eyebrows raised about the timing of this, especially given the so-called signal gate scandal that's still unfolding there, whether or not this is somewhat of a distraction amid this scandal, as of course it wasn't until next week that we were expecting to hear more on these tariffs.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? I think there's been quite a bit of comment today about how last night's announcement on the car industry, how it managed to prevent the signal story from being the lead on all of the news bulletins again. When you talk about what the car companies and workers would like to see in response, listening to what you were saying there, is it the case that they would like to see some sort of reciprocal tariff in the short term?
That seems to be one of the overarching themes. That's something that the EU is in agreement with. But of course, a central aim as well is to really stop these tariffs spiraling out of control. And the situation, of course, if you zoom in onto the German car industry, the situation is not just about the tariffs. When you speak to workers, when you speak to unions, and speak to the leading car brands as well, they want to see a turnaround from the government as well, ways to ensure that the German car industry is better protected in the future, but ways to kind of to boost sales within Europe as well. But of course, there are concerns that, you know, this is one of the aims behind this push on the tariffs from the Trump administration, is to basically, you know, put a lot of brands, companies under pressure to move their production to the US. And there are concerns that could happen. You know, that there is already some Volkswagen cars that are produced in the US in Tennessee, and there are concerns that some of an Audi model could soon follow as well, which would of course potentially lead to job losses here.
Kate, thanks very much indeed. Kate Brady there, who's a Washington Post reporter in Berlin. We're going to return now to our main story this lunchtime. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said he's in continuing discussions with EU leaders and industries affected by potential US tariffs. He was speaking to reporters in Paris a short time ago, where he's joining other EU leaders for a summit on security guarantees for Ukraine. And he said he still hoped the issues with the United States could be resolved by dialogue.
Well, on the margins today, I did have a number of brief discussions with a number of people in respect of this. I mean, other countries will be affected, for example, by the tariffs on pharmaceuticals, not just Ireland, but obviously will have an impact on Ireland. It will be serious. And we hope these issues can be resolved through dialogue. And we believe tariffs will damage the broader economies across the world, will damage the American companies who are located in Ireland, not just here, but in America as well, because these are complex integrated supply chains in the pharmaceutical area. Ireland has increased and enhanced and added value to the strength of American companies who have gained access to the European Union and Asian markets from their bases in Ireland. There are issues, we understand that from the US side, and we're willing to try and work to resolve them through dialogue and negotiation with our partners in the European Union. And obviously, we'll continue to feed into the process. Europe will obviously assess what will get announced next week and then decide on its response. The overall objective, obviously, to protect jobs in Europe, protect jobs in Ireland from our perspective. But we don't understate the seriousness of the impact of such tariffs on the European economy, on the Irish economy. So we are worried, we're concerned about it, but we're working flat out. And I have been in touch with a number of multinational companies based in Ireland. We are keeping very close contact with the industry to identify in a more detailed way particular exposures of particular companies in respect of what may transpire.
And that was Micheál Martin speaking a short time ago in Paris.